With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Toy makers are optimistic about 2019, despite a slump in end-of-year sales.
There's always going to be a market for toys, and the industry folks are projecting decent growth for at least the next 5 years.
Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. There's another round of negotiations between the U.S. and China this week as both countries look to resolve their trade dispute before March. The two had agreed in December to a 90-day truce to allow talks to continue before the U.S. increases tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. The truce expires on March 1st. Private sector economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal have assigned Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell an average score of B- on job performance, the same score given to former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan. Some respondents said Powell, whose statements have at times confused investors, could improve his communication. Powell's other predecessors, Janet Yellen and Ben Bernanke, received B+ grades. New data from the U.S. Labor Department shows the number of work stoppages last year hit the highest level since 2007. The largest involved teacher protests in Arizona and Oklahoma. In all, nearly 500,000 workers took part in strikes and other labor disputes nationwide. Strikes also took place in healthcare and social assistance industries. In a digital world where many financial transactions take place by swiping cards or online through apps, The Wall Street Journal's Harriet Torrey found that many parents are having to make more time to teach their younger children about physical currency and how it works.
Many of them did say that actually teaching children about cash is something that they have to be very deliberate about, because in any given week, a child could go through the whole week without really touching money or really sort of having to think about it. You know, they could go to the school cafeteria and buy food using a prepaid card. The family might order all their groceries on Amazon and then pay the babysitter with Venmo. So a lot of parents are having to make quite a big effort to really sort of sit down with their kids, explain to them what money is, explain to them about saving and how when you have a credit card, a bill comes due and you need to have the money to back that up. And the way that you get money is by working.
For more, visit our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Still to come, more details on Toymakers' plans for 2019. Toymakers continue to struggle but are optimistic about growth in 2019 as the industry adjusts to a changing landscape that no longer includes Toys R Us. Joining us now with more on Toymakers' expectations is Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro. Paul, last week brought earnings for the fourth quarter for both Hasbro and Mattel, both of which saw steep sales declines during the usually busy holiday season. Tell us more about how they ended 2018, which was also the first holiday season without Toys R Us.
Right. So the loss of Toys R Us left a huge gap in the marketplace. And as expected, both companies weren't able to fully close that gap. And if you look at the results, Mattel did seem to manage it better than Hasbro with, you know, overall sales down just 5% there, whereas Hasbro was down 13%. So Mattel's having a little bit of a, you know, they can brag a little bit this quarter, and their stock is certainly getting a benefit. But at the end of the day, they did post sales declines, and some of them, you know, broadly across their portfolio was a lot deeper than the overall numbers show. I mean, at Mattel, Barbie and Hot Wheels, they certainly had a good quarter. I mean, a lot of that displaced Toys R Us volume went to mass retailers, which filled their shelves with Barbie and Hot Wheels products, kind of reliable, evergreen brands. But then you look at brands like Fisher-Price, Mega Bloks, they're kind of a Lego competitor, Thomas the Train, they were down more than double digits. And Mattel still has a lot of work to do in fixing those brands.
And you and I had spoke ahead of the holiday season about how other retailers, including Target and Walmart, were expanding their toy sections. I wonder how much of the decline in sales do Hasbro and Mattel attribute to no longer having Toys R Us in the landscape?
Well, it's pretty much that's the main difference from this year to last year is no longer Toys R Us. So you lost that big chunk of sales. Mattel was able to make up more of it at selling it to other retailers than Hasbro. It kind of boils down to where these companies were heading into the decline of Toys R Us. Hasbro was in a much better position than Mattel, who has kind of been starting this multi-year turnaround. And their brands like Nerf, My Little Pony, had better support and, as a result, bigger exposure to Toys R Us. So they talked about, CEO Brian Goldner at Hasbro talked about how that was a reason why they struggled a bit more in the fourth quarter, was that they had a bigger exposure to Toys R Us, and them not being there meant that they had a bigger sales shortfall.
And the CEO of Mattel told you there's still demand for toys out there, but hasn't that changed? I mean, the brands you just mentioned, I remember from my childhood 20, 25 years ago. Don't kids these days want different types of toys? Electronics come to mind. Is the toy industry keeping up with the trends?
Well, the trends are still in the favor of the toy industry. And if you look at, broad industry research, they're still projecting toy sales overall globally to grow about 5% each year through 2022. So, for a long time, there's been talk of kids aging faster out of toys and into electronics. That's not certainly a new phenomenon. But the toy industry, they hold their own. And yeah, you talk about Barbie and Hot Wheels being older brands, but every year there's millions and millions and millions of kids born that are a whole new market for these toys, and they don't know that Barbie's 6 years old and Hot Wheels is however many years old. It's all new to them. So as long as the play patterns, as they say, stay the same, kids will still want to play with cars and dolls. I mean, I don't think that's going to go away anytime soon. I mean, they may earlier than 50 or 60 years ago, certainly, reach for electronics. But there's always going to be a market for toys. And the industry folks are projecting a decent growth for at least the next 5 years.
And to that point, and as you wrote about for the Wall Street Journal, we're also seeing toy makers capitalize on those brands by moving into other industries more for growth, like TV and film.
TV, film, digital, even just live action events, sort of, whether they're shows or amusement parks, what have you. So yeah, it's not as easy or simple as it was in the past, where you create a toy, market a toy in Saturday morning cartoons, sell millions of toys. It's you create a brand around a toy, and one thing that Mattel's new CEO Ynon Kreiz is doing, he has a TV background, and he's created a Mattel Films division that's planning to release a Barbie movie, a Hot Wheels movie, a new Masters of the Universe movie over the coming years. And they hired a new TV executive from Disney to do the same for, on the TV side for, the big library of brands that Mattel has. So that's not something that happens quickly. Movies take time to develop. But, I mean, their vision is that once these movies get out, people will see movies, and it'll have a sort of halo effect around the brand, and eventually, lead to selling more toys. So Hasbro's been doing this for years with Transformers movies, movies around some of their board games, to be honest, and other brands in their portfolio. So it's sort of copying the success that Hasbro's had over the last decade plus under Brian Goldner. We'll see if Mattel nails it. They're in the early days of the turnaround, but at least their results so far are giving people a little bit more confidence that they'll be able to get it all done.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Paul Ziobro joining us in our studio to talk more about toy makers Hasbro and Mattel. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.